is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. They met at a party, and their conversation naturally turned to art. Mary Hatch is an artist, Elizabeth Kurlikowski, a poet. The two began to exchange their work, matching words to images. It worked so well, in fact, that the two decided to create a business and then a book of poems and paintings called Art Speaks.
Tell me about that writing process. You put the painting in front of you and studied it and...
Sometimes, only if I'm having a hard time. Usually I just look at it and something occurs to me right away. And there's always some kind of problem that has happened in each of these pictures. And so it's my job to figure out what that problem is and how it may be resolving itself. You know, which is not apparent to Mary or anyone else, just me. Luckily,
well, once
I'm
you
here
create
to write.
Your piece of art, it belongs to the person looking at it, right? And,
right.
And their perceptions.
But it's, yes, right, exactly.
You have to let go.
Absolutely.
Kind of have, some people have said that we have the same sort of sense of humor or sense of disjointedness in the world, you know, which helps us do this, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Mary, tell us a little bit about your kind of an artist statement, your background as an artist, how you came to art.
I liked to draw when I was a kid, you know, and you sort of evolve as the artist. Mm-hmm. And it was just something I was always interested in. And I actually took a painting class when I think I was 14 years old. And I loved it. You know, I can still see the room. I can still, everything is just perfectly ingrained in my mind. Mm-hmm. And it's just the thing that I could do. Well, actually, I think it was the only thing I could do well. So, and then I went away to school. I went to a boarding school, and they actually had life art classes, which is unusual. This was in high school. I mean, how many high school students get to work from a nude model? I mean, it would not be accepted in public schools, but it was there.
Hmm. Was this an art-oriented boarding school? Or?
Well, it was Kingswood School, Cranbrook, which has three parts to it. The Cranbrook Art Academy, the Cranbrook Boys School, and Kingswood was Girls School. Mm-hmm. So they probably were more oriented toward art. And then when I went to college, I majored in art.
Okay.
And then I just continued. I think art sort of finds you. You don't make any effort at all. It's just something that's...
Oh, I don't know about that. I'd argue with that. I think it takes a lot of effort. But, you know, there might be some spark, some something in you that pulls your heartstrings in that direction.
It's kind of, you know, it's just so perfectly wonderful that it's something you just have to do. Can't let
and how do you describe your art? Because we're on radio, people can't see this, although I encourage them to look you up online, or at least on our webpage at WMUK, we'll feature some of it. Describe your art.
Well, it's always figurative. I don't know, for some reason I fell in love with the figure at a very early age. And it's fairly realistic, although I wouldn't call it realism, because I mean, if you look at the pictures, you've probably never seen anything that looks exactly like that.
Well, this cover I'm looking at here is a woman with a green goose on her head. I mean, it might be realistic in some worlds.
Well, that's what all of my work is like that. I think it's just a series of metaphors of something that's going on in my mind that I'm not sure about.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Mary Hatch describes how her work and Kurlikowski's fit together.
My work is a jumping-off place for her. It's something that inspires her, and it makes total and complete sense to me. It's not a description of my work. It's not a critique. It is itself.
So let's do this. Describe one of your paintings associated with a poem, and then let's have Elizabeth read her part of it. Can you describe what we're looking at here?
You said politics. You said what's going on in the world.
Well, this is one of my stranger pieces. The painting is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 babies sitting on an American flag. Actually, it's two American flags. The one underneath is sort of a solid flag. The one on top is transparent. And I always thought of the transparent flag as representing the present. And the flag on the bottom is history. It's what's gone before.
Okay.
And the top one is transparent because we're always affected by history. I mean, we have our present, but, you know, there's no getting rid of the past.
And there are these toy cars and
yes,
helicopters.
Yes, they're little war vehicles.
Mm.
Although there are a couple of ambulances there who seem to be coming in to save the babies. But the babies are totally, like babies are, totally oblivious to this, that they're being attacked by these strange little war vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the picture, too. And the babies look very similar. Is this the same child or no?
No, actually.
Although some look male and some look female.
One is my daughter, one is my son.
Oh.
Another
well, then
is,
that's why they would be similar.
Yeah. Another is my brother, and another is, the central baby is the daughter of my friend who appears in other paintings, too. She was a very cute baby. The other babies, I don't know. I don't know where I got them.
They're just random babies.
They're random babies. They're generic babies.
So it's an oil on canvas painted
yes.
in 1991 called War Games. And Elizabeth looked at it and wrote this.
If you swaddle your babies in the flag, they will belong to the state. If you picnic on the flag, your babies will learn the boundaries of acceptable behavior. The babies are teething on helicopters and tanks. Already they are plotting to kill one of their number. They have years to perfect their alliances. If your babies are dressed alike, they will learn that difference is bad. It is nearly impossible now to tell which one will be the scapegoat. Their gray rompers and dresses let the flag remain the center of attention. Red Cross vehicles park on the perimeter in the DMZ. The babies are alert and restless. It must be feeding time. Don't turn your back on them.
And when you got this email to you,
yeah.
What did you think?
Oh, I love it, but then I love her poetry.
She's great to work with.
She just loves you.
Well, I love her paintings, so it's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's a very natural match.
It is. I mean,
words.
We could not be more alike in our work.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Mary Hatch and Elizabeth Kurlikowski, collaborators on Art Speaks. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. Thanks for listening.